This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are on live radio across the country. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I have you for the next 2 hours. And what I'd like to be covering is pro wrestling and circus politics. Pre-scripted results. Let me say that again. Pro wrestling and circus politics with pre-scripted results. I believe it was President Roosevelt back in the 30s that said, anything that happens in politics is first planned. And when we take that today and what we see today, many people are trying to figure out how things seem so prepackaged all the time, like it's been set up. You know how you get that gut feeling? I mean, isn't it interesting how many times that, as you would call it, that gut feeling is telling you something and that gut feeling turned out to be right? Well, guess what? Pro wrestling and circus politics, pre-scripted results. If you ever had a question mark with what takes place in your country through deceptive measures, and it just didn't settle, it just didn't feel right, guess what? You're probably right. You know, one of the methods that's being used today is to control the opposition. Well, what does that mean? People keep asking me that question. They send me emails. Bradley, explain the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, said Vladimir Lenin, a communist revolutionary under that of Joseph Stalin. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Hey, folks, we don't need to talk about all the branches on the tree. We don't have to waste our time talking about all the topics that we're inundated with 24/7 by the CIA-controlled media, all by design, to confuse, to oppress, to belittle, whatever the case may be. We just need to use a little common sense and follow our gut feeling today. Keep an open mind with me. As I go forward today, I also want you to understand this applies to all politicians, regardless if you're caught up into the game of the left-right paradigm. Regardless if your favorite party is the Democrats or the Republicans, regardless if you're a Trumpite or a Clintonite, whatever the case might be, keep an open mind, because I am here to tell you that you are seeing pro wrestling and circus politics contrived to your own demise if you fall for the pre-scripted results which are given to us over and over and over again. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Think with me. This is how the communists operated. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Now, that was the Russians. We've seen Adolf Hitler and other dictators, and we've seen it in American government over the last how many decades and generations in this country, where we find that the government sends in provocateurs like that of Adolf Hitler, sending in brown shirts to create the problem. So at the end of the day, the dictator wannabe can come into play and become the problem solver, when in fact history teaches us the problem solver was the one that sent in the brown shirts in the first place, or what we would call them today as provocateurs. They create the problem and then they bring in the answer that they want. Guess who led the opposition? They did. Guess who brought about the results? They did. And that's what I meant when I first opened the show, talking about prepackaged events in this country. It's prepackaged because they have pre-scripted results. Now, let me give it to you this way. Controlled opposition. Controlled opposition is when a deliberate attempt is made to either create an opposing effort to an existing power base or to obtain control of any opposition to one's own efforts. Some protest movements are actually being led by government or corporate agencies. There's no doubt about it. I was talking to an attorney about 3 weeks ago on the television. On the telephone. And while I was talking to him, he had said to me, "Bradley, doesn't it seem like these tragedies that take place with all these, you know, question marks around these events concerning these alleged shootings going across the country?" He said, "Isn't it interesting how it seems like it's prepackaged? It always seems to happen just in time before legislation was to pass to free the people all the more from government policy and restrictions, which are, by the way, unconstitutional." And it's a prime example of what I'm talking about today. Politics in general. I'm going to bring you across the boards. I'm going to talk about a plethora of topics. And I'm going to talk about the present administration, past administrations. And I want you to put your thinking caps on. I want you to be principled. I don't want you to think about your privileges. And I want to tell you that if you put privilege above your principles, soon enough you're going to lose both. And that's what's happening today in this country. And I want to hit them one by one over the next 2 hours. Again, if you'd like to call in, please call in at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're thinking objectively, friends. We're thinking with an open mind. This isn't about tearing down our favorite politician. I don't want people saying, "Well, Bradley, why do you keep going after Donald Trump? Are you for Hillary Clinton?" Let me ask you, are you really that simple? Nope, I'm sticking to principle here. I am for the law. I am not for my favorite candidate. I don't have one. I'm not that simple to put my trust into fallen man. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. I'm going to stick to the Mosaic Institution in which America is established. And I'm going to expose the deviations. What do you mean by that, Bradley? Well, again, you take the straight stick, you put it up to the crooked one, and it shows the deviations. That's what I'm going to do with the Constitution and the constitutional law concerning corruption today. I'm also going to share with you the FBI, when they find and detect counterfeit bills, they're taught to study the real ones. And that's why I spend so much time in the Word of God and in the Constitution. So when I see a fraud, when I see a counterfeit, when I see a deviated stick, I'm able to detect it immediately. That's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes, friends. Pro wrestling and circus politics, pre-scripted results. I have you for the next 2 hours. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back. Again, to the Sons of Liberty. My son just came up to me and said, he produces the show nationally, friends, and he said, Dad, you don't have to yell into the microphone. I said, I'm not yelling, I'm just lit. Man, I've been spending all morning on this. I've been just yielding myself to thought as this drops down on me concerning pro wrestling and circus politics equals prescripted and prescripted results. Let me say it again, pro wrestling and circus politics, pre-scripted results. If, again, at any time you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Last year, when touring the beautiful state of California, me and my family took the time to go to Ronald Reagan's Presidential Museum. And by the way, not that I'm a Ronald Reagan fan. Again, I am for the law, not for reprobate man. I just love learning of the history of this most awesome country, this most blessed country in which we all live, namely one nation under God. Amen. While I was there, I instantly noticed the slogan in which Ronald Reagan ran his presidential campaign. For those that didn't know, this may be a little bit of a shocker, but if not, I think you're going to begin to track with me immediately. If not, it may, okay? While I was there at Ronald Reagan's Presidential Museum in California last year in Simi Valley, California, I noticed the slogan in which Ronald Reagan ran his presidential campaign. Anybody know what it is? Let's make America great again. You hear much of that today, friends? Let's make America great again. See, this sounded all too familiar due to the fact that Donald Trump ran his presidential campaign on the same exact slogan just last year, a year and a half ago. Let's make America great again is Ronald Reagan's slogan for his presidential run, friends.
Donald Trump picked it up, what, 55, 60 years later, and used the exact same quote. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but Donald Trump was told by Ronald Reagan, he forecasted that Donald Trump would be the president of the United States in gist or what. No, but it shows you that it, once again, is prescripted, pre-planned. Ronald Reagan did say that of Donald Trump. Let's make America great again. Ronald Reagan's presidential campaign slogan. Donald Trump, years later, uses the exact same slogan. By the way, this comes down to just tell them what they want to hear on the campaign trail. And then what we see later is the opposite is done, regardless of the party platform. Read Matthew 23, verse 3 when you get a moment. Folks, if Americans knew the price of their freedoms and were grateful, politicians would be afraid to lie to the people that they are to serve. Just for the record, I need to put that salt on your tongue at the beginning here. I mean, when will Americans learn the tactics of pro wrestling circus politics with prescripted results that you yourselves are caught up into so often today? I mean, after all, Americans can blame no one but themselves, for it is their short-term memories that allow the show to go on after all. Now listen to this carefully. This is John Whitehead, senior counsel. He's also a friend of ours over at Rutherford Institute. He recently wrote, "It's so easy to be distracted right now by the circus politics that dominate the news headlines. But I'm telling you," John said, "stop being distracted. Don't be fooled, not even a little, no matter how tempting it seems." He said, "We're being subjected to the oldest con game in the books. The magician's sleight of hand that keeps you, the American people, focused on the shell game in front of you while your wallet is being picked clean by ruffians in your midst." Folks, by the way, this is how tyranny rises and freedom falls, said John. Senior counsel, an attorney, constitutional, godly, God-fearing man at Rutherford Institute in Washington, D.C. He goes on, "What characterizes America today is not so much dysfunctional politics as it is ruthlessly contrived governance and governance carried out behind the entertaining and distracting and disingenuous curtain politic and political theater." That's exactly what it is. Political theater being played out to a people that have not yet learned from history. I mean, that is the government today, said John, and what political theater it is. Diabolically Shakespearean, at times full of sound and fury, yet in the end signifying absolutely nothing. No resolve ever brought about in the favor of the American people, but only that of the special interest groups in which those actors, which you equate to be representatives, work for. John goes on, "Let me be clear, we're being ruled by a government of scoundrels, spies, thugs, thieves, gangsters, ruffians, rapists, extortionists, bounty hunters, battle-ready warriors, and cold-blooded killers who communicate using a language of force and oppression." Who's on the head of all this? The CIA-controlled media, who is continuously using totalitarian means to rule through force and oppression. And by the way, Americans, it is illegal in this country as to what you tolerate concerning the lying, contriving media in this country. And by the way, this is all being done, communicating with the use of language and of force and oppression, all behind the facade of your favorite actors, your favorite politicians. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. John goes on, "Unfortunately, our nation of sheep has given rise to a government of howling wolves. Indeed, the U.S. government now possesses the greatest threat to our freedoms, more than terrorism, for it was all created after all, more than domestic extremism, which was all created, more than gun violence and organized crime. The U.S. government remains a greater menace to the life and liberty and property, Americans, of its citizens than any of the so-called dangers from which the government claims to protect us. I need to say that again. The U.S. government remains a greater menace to the life and liberty and property of its citizens than of any of the so-called dangers from which the government claims to protect us. I have shared with you, America, since September 11th, with a question mark, a big, huge question mark. Who has attacked you more after September 11, 2001, more than your own government? Nobody has. Your government has attacked its own foundations, its own people. Folks, let me say it this way. The United States Constitution is an enemy to those that you call representatives today in this country. It opposes them. It exposes them. Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Because when I use the Constitution and say and put in parallel to the works of those that you call representatives, guess what? The Constitution exposes them for their crimes against the United States Constitution. And just think, had the American people known the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, as I said earlier during the first segment, friends, politicians, representatives would be afraid at every step of the way to violate the enumerated laws found in the Constitution at every given step. Let me put it to Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America. He said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. People are afraid today. Why? Because you have tyranny. But see, when the government, in a feline perspective, friends, fears the people, then you have liberty. That's how it's supposed to be put in operation right there. A feline fear of the people. Not a diabolical fear of the governments, but a feline fear of the people. So government operates and functions the way that it's supposed to function. First, to restrain men from violating God's moral law. Secondly, to make reference of right and wrong, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. And thirdly, to maintain order. When people in this country over and over are inundated with the crimes of politicians and they're busted in scandal after scandal, promoting and advocating policy which undermines Constitution. And let me say it this way. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, simply get back to God's 10, and then you'll get rid of man's 10,000 commandments. Rest assured. Because it was Senator John Glenn that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. In other words, America, you are slowly and surely being enslaved day by day, and so are your children. This is just the beginning, friends, of pro wrestling and circus politics and prescripted and prescripted results, friends. We're going to come right back after this break, and we're going to continue down this line of thought in an attempt to liberate the people by the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, opening men's eyes and turning them from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. In Jesus' name, we'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We just got picked up by some new outlets here in the state of Minnesota in a vast measure. Again, Bradley Dean, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley Dean Facebook, YouTube, Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. My Twitter account, for what it's worth, is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account as well, friends. Also wanted to let you know again, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. What we're talking about today is pro wrestling and circus politics. And by the way, everybody lives politics, right? So therefore, because you live politics, they want you caught up into the circus of politics. Again, pro wrestling and circus politics, pre-scripted results. So hang on, America, it gets better. John Whitehead, lead counsel, the lead attorney at Rutherford Institute, also a friend of ours, quoted, "The U.S. government remains a great menace to the life, liberty, and property of its citizens more than any of the so-called dangers from which the government claims to protect us." That's exactly right. See, again, they create the problem. They come in as the resolver, the one that the problem solver. I mean, they all do the same thing. And if Americans would just pull the curtain back, you're going to find
find that they're the ones in many cases that are responsible for creating the problem that they allegedly fixed in the first place. Now, sadly, nothing has changed for the better since Donald Trump and his ascension to the Oval Office. I want you to think about this, friends, and again, this is where I want you to keep an open mind and remain principled. Don't think about your privileges. Remember, a government that's able to give you everything that you want is also able to take it away. Government has its hands, its tentacles, into so many thousands and thousands and thousands of different projects that they have no constitutional authority having their tentacles involved in the first place. None. Zero. Zilch. But they're only doing what you let them get away with. Period. H.L. Mencken predicted almost a century ago, listen carefully, he said, all the odds are on the man who intrinsically is the most devious and mediocre. The man who can most adeptly disperse the notion that his mind is a virtual vacuum. The presidency tends year by year to go to such men as this. The office of the president presents more and more closely the inner soul of the people. Read Jeremiah 5:20 when you get a moment. The White House will be adorned, it will be adorned by a downright moron. In other words, nothing has changed, said that of H.L. Mencken. He predicted this almost 100 years ago. Now, I've talked about in the past, watching documentaries and doing my history lessons on past dictators and dictators of the past and present, by the way. And I got to tell you, the worst one, the most, I mean, I blush watching how ignorant this individual was. It was about a week and a half ago we were watching Mussolini. And I just couldn't believe the narcissism, the arrogance. And when I'm saying I was blushing for him, I'm just sitting there looking at this guy like this is theater. And I'm looking at the people that are adoring him and lavishing him with their praises. And I'm thinking to myself, how dumbed down can you be? And then instantaneously I thought of none other than Barack Hussein Obama. Serves 143 days in office as a sitting senator in Illinois, and mysteriously becomes the president of the United States of America. Lies to the American people the whole time on the presidential campaign trail about how he wants to restore our founding documents, how he's a constitutional scholar. Only to find out we can't find out where he came from, how the guy's got 47 different Social Security numbers, people dying in Hawaii trying to dig up his birth records. This is all factual, by the way. I don't care if you call them birthers or not. Just because your favorite conservative, yesterday's liberal, is unwilling to talk about it doesn't mean it's a lie because they're not talking about it. No, what should bother you about today's conservatives is not so much, friends, the things that they talk about, but what they don't talk about. That's what should bother you more than anything. But going back to Barack Hussein Obama, I mean, you want to talk about a downright moron. You want to talk about a constitutional scholar that did the exact opposite of what he said. Folks, we've seen the same thing through the Bushes. We've seen the same thing through Ahab and Jezebel. I'm sorry, Bill and Hillary Clinton. And I'm not kidding at all. I mean, if the shoe fits, then they can wear it. And I just put it on both of them. But when I thought of Mussolini, and I thought of none other than Barack Hussein Obama, who transgressed the American Constitution over 1,180 times, I thought if they accept Obama, they'll accept anybody. And what's crazy about it is anybody's coming. And anybody's there now. And I'm talking about ex post facto when I said, you know, anybody's coming. Well, let me tell you, now we're in the present. We're not in the past anymore. For example, this last week, I posted a picture of Paul Ryan. You all know who he is, right? Judas. Read Luke 11:22-48 when you get a moment. And I want you to carefully listen to this because it shows you the hypocrisy of them that call themselves conservatives. Hey, listen, if you're a conservative, a patriot, or a Christian, you don't have to walk around telling everybody that you are. Everybody just knows you are by what you do. They know you by your fruits. Matthew 7:16, period, right? But I want you again to listen carefully to these two posts. Here's the first one, Paul Ryan's omnibus failures. He negotiated in secret. Of course he did. Refused to address conservative concerns. Of course he did. But he was sold to you as a conservative, right, Americans? Gave Democrats everything they wanted, caught up into the two-party system, divide and conquer. He prohibited amendments. Denied every point of order, violated 7 congressional budget rules, and he allowed gun control. Oh, let me tell you something, friends. It goes a lot further than that. Okay? Mr. Speaker, this is what the conservatives demanded of Paul Ryan. Mr. Speaker, it's time for you to resign. Are you kidding me? He's so far out of his scope of authority, you're sitting there trying to cut off the branches of the tree, when in fact the tree shouldn't exist at all, because it's illegal. So they've got you talking about that which is unconstitutional, therefore illegal. Okay? He's got you caught up into a debate where there is no debate, because they're acting out of their scope of authority. Another post came about Dear Paul Ryan, here's another post. Thank you for putting donors first. Thank you for supporting illegals. Thank you for stopping POTUS wall. Thank you for funding Planned Parenthood. Thank you for your establishment ways. Yours forever, the Democrats. Okay? This all coming from the conservatives, right? So what I did is I put on the top, I said, and Donald Trump signed the bill. But listen to the comments from these that call themselves conservative Christians today. The hypocrisy stinks to high heaven, friends. Listen to this carefully. One lady said, another turncoat. Such a shame. Okay? Going after who? Paul Ryan. Another lady said, put him in jail. National crook. Okay? Going after Paul Ryan. One other lady said, Paul Ryan, you blank. What a disappointment. Glad you're running away. Your exit can't come soon enough. Another man said, Ryan, a never Trumpite, right to the end. His last days are in sight and he has time to do more damage to Trump. He's not, America, he's not doing damage to Donald Trump. I just want you to know that. Because what you need to realize, it was Donald Trump that passed the bill. Do you see the definition here of leading through opposition? Do you see how they lead the way in lawlessness? And they bring about the prescription, the pre-selected results in which they wanted? Do you see how this works, friends? Over and over and over again, you're played. Friends, by politicians, by actors. This is nothing more than pro wrestling and circus politics. Pre-scripted results. Now I want you to listen to me again. I put on there, wait a minute. Donald Trump is the one that signed the bill, and not a one of you went after Donald Trump. And then I said, Americans, it's time for you to be principled. And I also want you to think about this, America. This bill was sold to you as national security that Donald Trump signed. Yes, we already know Paul Ryan belongs in jail, at least. Article 2, Section 4, and then also read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. They need to be impeached and then charged, friends, indicted. But folks, a couple weeks ago, I spent a little time sharing with you, the American people, how this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill was sold to you, the American people, as national security. And I want you to remember, friends, that it wasn't Paul Ryan that signed the bill. It was Donald Trump that signed the bill. That literally funds, friends, and the funds are avowed to America's enemies. I spent time a couple weeks ago going line upon line, precept upon precept, showing you exactly where that money goes to, and it literally goes to the funding of your enemies both without and within, and $50 million of that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill went to fund Planned Parenthood. Just the exact opposite is what you were told.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, I can just hear it now. Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, you're attacking Donald Trump and he has my favorite jersey on. No, I'm not attacking Donald Trump. I remember someone said that about Barack Hussein Obama. Bradley, why are you attacking the president? I said, I'm not attacking the president. The president is attacking we the people. He's violating his oath, and we're called not to overthrow the Constitution, but we're to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. See, this is what happens. That's when your mind begins to think like a reprobate when you walk away from the Rock of Ages, period. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Philippians 2:5, Acts 4:12, and the list goes on, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Bradley, you're attacking my favorite politician. I don't care. I don't want my kids enslaved. And I told you at the very first segment of the show not to get caught up into the party system or your favorite politician. Let's begin to remain principled. Let's begin and end remaining a principled people. And then when that's the case, you're going to learn to trust God rather than fallen man every step of the way. I was just highlighting the fact of what this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill funds. It funds literally America. It funds your sworn enemies, literally. And another one of the promises concerning the present administration was that he wanted to do his best to defund Planned Parenthood. He could have did it the very first day, by the way. That's the power that's been given to him. Just so you know.
under this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security while funding your enemies, both without and within America, which, by the way, was contrived under Barack Hussein Obama in December of 2015 on the 16th of that month with Paul Ryan. Donald Trump is the one that signed the bill. Barack didn't even sign that bill. Paul didn't sign that bill. Donald Trump signed that bill. $50 million went to fund Planned Parenthood. This just happened. Sold to you as national security. Now, do you think that the media, who wants to control you because they're bought and paid for by special interest groups and corporations worldwide, do you think they want you to know that Donald Trump just sold you out of America along with Paul Ryan? Absolutely not. No way. That's why they had to name it national security. Because they wanted to divert your attention away from the facts, because they rest in the fact that you're not going to do your own due diligence. That's why they do the things that they do. I just got done sharing with you, friends, that I posted a picture of Paul Ryan and the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, and I put on there, Donald Trump is the one that signed it. Every one of the attacks was aimed at Paul Ryan. And they're demanding his resignation, friends. This is why they do what they do, because they can. Also keep in mind, again, as I just said, the bill was drawn up under the criminal administration of Barack Hussein Obama on December 15th of 2016, where Ryan literally signed his first legislative act by betraying you, the American people. And when seeing this people and Paul Ryan begin to act as the Judas that he is, again, the problem is not so much with Paul Ryan, because we already know that he's a criminal. I mean, as if another point to make here inside of this point that I'm making, as if Donald Trump didn't know who Paul Ryan was and what he was doing and what he was all about. You got to be out of your mind. He was the guy on The Apprentice that said, "This guy's trying to outthink me. No one can outthink me," said Donald Trump. Okay? So we're using his own words against himself. Well, let me ask you something, friends. Knowing all of what I just shared with you, how is it that conservatives of the day, when you turn the radio on, how is it that they're still talking about all of the good that Donald Trump has done? What has he done? 1-866-582-9933. Over 100 radio stations nationwide are waiting to hear the good things that Donald Trump has done. I want to hear it. I just can't find it. I can't see it. I can't taste it. I can't touch it. I can't smell it. And if I can't, through my five senses, receive that message, then how am I supposed to get the good news? Because the only thing I see is the opposite of what he says is exactly what he does. For example, Sam, can you go ahead and play that piece when he was on the campaign trail, when he called for a special prosecutor concerning Hillary Clinton? Can you please play that for us, please?
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this, where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been, their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done.
Okay, there you have it. That was on the campaign trail. That was before he won the People's White House. Now, after he won the People's White House, again, this is just a reminder. We're staying open-minded here. We're sticking to facts. Okay, we're not sticking to talking points. We're sticking to the facts, and we're using their talking points against the facts. Okay, so firstly, Donald Trump talks about how he's going to bring forth a special prosecutor. Again, America, keep in mind, I am for the law. Okay, I am for the law. I haven't been caught up into this circus, this pro wrestling match, these pre-scripted results in which you have found satisfactory over and over and over again, not knowing that you're being played like a game of cards. Okay? But I want you to listen. After he won the People's White House, within 1 minute, this is what Donald Trump said, in stark contrast to what he told you before he became the President of the United States of America. Listen carefully.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us. It's about us. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time. And we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service.
Okay, we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to the country. Buggy, what's the time mark on that? 41 seconds. 41 seconds into his victory, he told the American people, instead of that special prosecutor that's going to be brought forth, to look into the likes of Hillary Clinton and her foundation and her crimes against we, the American people. Within 41 seconds, he tells you, America, he tells you that we, the American people, owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. What was it that you didn't hear there? Now, I know you've been conditioned by The Apprentice, and you thought that, not knowing that he was being groomed to be put into this position, because you are conditioned to think that he's going to say, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, as if to suggest, maybe this is where this came from, that he was going to drain the swamp. Boy, we're still all looking for that swamp to be drained. And yet we haven't seen it. And by the way, that would have been the surest sign that this was a man of his word. Because the Bible clearly tells us that a king scattereth away through judgment evil men. Because we know that judgment guards our liberties. But this isn't what he's done. He's done just the exact opposite. I would ask all of you that are caught up into your favorite politicians, what is patriotism? That means to uphold dying laws. Let me ask you a question. What of those hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died, ratifying with their blood, their sacrifice, their loss, and the magnifying of the laws against tyrants without? I'm just kind of curious. Where's your gratitude for those laws that they have fought, bled, and died magnifying? What, it applies to tyrants overseas, but it doesn't apply to those inside of the United States of America? And to further prove the point of pro wrestling and circus politics and pre-scripted results, isn't it interesting how easy it is for them to condition you to send your boys over to a foreign country to fight off some dictator, whereas those politicians fail to deal with dictators and criminals within the United States of America? It only magnifies your hypocrisy, America. That's all. Be right back.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.